Today, we'd like to see the title of 10,000 instructors in the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. Before starting Bible study, I want to give you four questions. Please think over each answer while I am teaching the Word of God in the Bible. Number one, what does verse 15 mean? Number two, what is the big difference between instructor and father in this context? What is a big difference between instructor and father in this context? Number three, why did the disciple Paul send Timothy to Corinth? Why did the disciple Paul send Timothy to Corinth? The last question, what is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? Verse 14, I do not write these things to shame you. I stand for disciple. Disciple said, I do not write these things, meaning these problems, to shame you. What's the problem? We can see previous verses and the previous chapters. Corinthians people divided several groups following disciples. One group followed the disciple Paul, the other group followed Apollos. So they fight each other. Basically, the Corinthian church was divided. One following disciple Paul, the other group following Apollos. That's why disciple Paul scolded him to edify them into the body of Christ. So I do not write these problems, these division problems, or these split problems to shame you. I do not intend these problems to tell you not to shame you. But as my beloved children, I warn you to edify you as the unity of the Lord Jesus Christ, not division. For although you might have 10,000 instructors, which meaning 10,000 teachers in Christ, yet, however, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. In the book of Acts chapter 18, we can discover that disciple Paul planted the gospel in the hearts of Corinthians people during 18 months. So the Corinthians people become believers because disciple Paul introduced the Lord Jesus Christ gospel to them. After leaving Corinth city, new minister Apollos followed him. So Apollos was continually teaching the Bible to already born-again Christians. So here, in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel, which meaning I delivered the gospel first time to Corinthian people. Disciple talked about you have many, many teachers, but not many fathers. What does it mean, this one? Many teachers in this context is false teachers. False teachers, who are false teachers? Teachers who are teaching different gospel, not gospel itself, or who are teaching different Bible rather than the Bible. That's called false teachers or false instructors. But disciple Paul talks about not many fathers. What does it mean, fathers? God the Father loved this world. He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. God the Father gave opportunity to be saved to everybody. So whether or not you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away your sins, if you believe so, you will be saved. So that's God's love. God loved, so loved the world. That love, God's love is called agape love. Agape love means unconditional love. Regardless of how much you love God, how much you worked good thing, how much you did well, regardless of that, God loved you. God gave a chance or opportunity to everybody who ever believed His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. That kind of love, agape love, unconditional love. So we can see three different kinds of love. First, philia. That's a conditional love. Philia meaning condition. If you are blood brothers or friends, I love you. That's called philia. That's a Greek word, philia. So philia love. Second, love eros. Because you are different gender, you have a different gender, opposite sex, that's why I love you. That's called eros, E-R-O-S, that's a Greek word, eros. The last one, storge. Because you are my children, or you are my parent, I love you. That kind of love called storge love. All of them have a condition. One is a brother or a friend condition requirement for philia. The other one, opposite gender for eros. That's opposite gender requirement for eros love. The last one is a parent-children relationship requirement for storge. But agape love, no condition. So that kind of love, here, father, not many fathers, not many teachers who have got the fathers like the lover. But here, verse 15, disciple Paul has an agape love coming from God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ upon disciple Paul's face. In the book of Acts, we know that disciple Paul, before believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, disciple Paul was an attorney or a lawyer, Jewish lawyer, in Sanhedrin, Supreme Court of Jewish people. He was a lawyer, but he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was converted to be Christian. He abandoned his lawyer job completely. Then he became a minister to preach gospel and to teach gospel to the people freely, without charging. So, in order to survive on the earth, he worked as a tent maker. Like he had a blue-collar job. Before believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, the disciple had a white-collar job. Supreme Court lawyer, Sanhedrin lawyer group. You know, but accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, he totally abandoned the lawyer based upon Judaism. So he abandoned that kind of job. Now so he is a minister to the law. So previous verses, the disciple Paul was foolish to the world because he gave up any prestige, any honor job, anything because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Foolish to the world. But he was faithful to God. He was faithfully ministering to God and the sheep of God. So here is verse 15, means 10,000 instructors, which means false teachers. One example, certain heretic taught you Jesus Christ is Michael Archangel. Michael is an angel. Angel is a creature, not creator. So God created angel. So archangel is Michael. But they taught us Jesus Christ is Michael the archangel. Bible doesn't say so. So here Bible says, John chapter 1 verse 14, and the Word became flesh. So Word is God. God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, only begotten of God the Father, full of grace and truth. So God became flesh through Virgin Mary. So Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God the Father. Because Jesus' mother is a Virgin Mary, therefore Jesus is a man. Also, Jesus' parents, Father, God the Father, Mother, Virgin Mary, person. So Jesus is also God and man as well. So verse 14 of John chapter 1, this verse taught us Jesus Christ is the Son of God the Father. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15, He is, Jesus Christ is the image of invisible God. Jesus is the image of invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, all creatures. Jesus was the firstborn of all creature. When God created the heaven and earth, the Lord Jesus Christ was there. So Trinity God is there. So three persons in one God is called Trinity. God the Father, Son of God, the Holy Spirit. That is called Trinity. So Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, who being the brightness of His glory, God's glory, and the express image of His person, God's person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, God's power, when He had by Himself purchased our sin. The Lord Jesus Christ purchased our sin on the death on the cross with blood, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, the Majesty God the Father. So when Jesus God resurrected, He sat down at the right hand of the God the Father in heaven. So, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Whoever denies the Son of God is a heresy. That's a different gospel. That kind of thing taught by somebody called as 10,000 instructors in verse 15. So 10,000 instructors means false teachers, the false instructors. Verse 16, therefore, I urge you, or I suggest you, imitate me, follow me, imitate me. When you go to army, so the army, you know, teacher or the instructor, the how to play gun, you know, how to use M16, then, you know, told us, you know, follow me, like that, imitate me. So, imitate disciples' life. For this reason, I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son. Timothy is a faithful son in the law, not in the human being, not in anything else, in the law. So which meaning Timothy is fully committed to the law. Fully meaning 100% committed to the law. So faithful son in the law, who will remind you of my ways in Christ. So Timothy learned from me, who is disciple Paul, how to live for Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. So disciple teaching everywhere, every church. So how to live for the kingdom of God and righteousness. Timothy is like-minded person as a disciple Paul who follows the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, Timothy is fully committed to the Lord. So, Timothy, talking about Philippians chapter 2, verse 19, 22, I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to Philippian churches as well, to you soon, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state, your present state, your present health condition, your present financial condition, whatever condition. So I am sending Timothy to you. Timothy is a kind of a messenger of a disciple Paul. So messenger Timothy, to see what's your problem, what's your present prayer request. For I have no one like-minded. So disciple has no one like-minded person except Timothy, who will sincerely care for your state. Sincerely take care of your mental state, your physical state, your financial state, family state, whatever. So only one person can sincere take care of you. Who is he? His name is Timothy. For all seek their own. But all other ministers seek their own purpose, their own glory, their own profit, their own goal, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. So the other minister are not fully looking for Christ's matter and Christ's share. But you know, he's a proven character. So Timothy's ministry is proved God's character. At that age of son, with his father, he served with me in the gospel. So Timothy and Paul, like a father and son relationship, that's called as a mentor and mentory relationship. So for example, you know, Peter and Mark, you know, mentor-mentory relationship, Timothy and the disciple, also Moses and Joshua, like a relationship. So that kind of a relationship. So why did the disciple send Timothy to Corinth? Number one, disciple Timothy is like-minded one as a disciple Paul. Number two, Timothy is fully committed to the Lord as well as his ship. So that's why disciple Paul sent Timothy to Corinthians church as well as the Philippian church. Verse 18, now some are puffed up, or some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you. So disciple Paul was not able to go to Corinthian church. Why? You know, we can see in the book of Acts, disciple Paul run away from Jewish people's persecution. So he ran down into south side in Greece, today Greece, you know, into disciple Paul stayed in Athens of Greece. So that's why he ran away from Jewish people's persecution. So that's why he was not able to go to Corinthian church. But the other opponent make a rumor as arrogant people. Disciple Paul was not able to come here. Why? Disciple Paul really doesn't like you or doesn't love you, doesn't take care of it. Some kind of makeup and rumor. So, but, verse 19, but I will come to you shortly, or I will come to you soon. If the Lord wills, If the Lord allows you to go there, I will go there quickly. So the Lord's words is very important. So here is, if the Lord's words called condition precedent. So condition precedent must be satisfied, then disciple Paul can go to Corinthian church. So like James, he talks about James chapter 4, verse 13 through 15. Come now, you say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year day, buy and sell, and make a profit. Some people said, you know, I will go to certain city, Yorba Linda, or Anaheim Hills, or Moreno Valley, Costa Mesa, so I will stay there 1 year, so I can make money by trade, you know, by buy and sell, send a private. But James, the elder James taught us, do not say so, because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? Your life is like a vapor that appears for a little time, for a short time, and then vanishes away. So vapor, like a dew. So certain time appears, so quickly disappears. Your life like that. So instead, you should say, if the Lord wills, that's a condition precedent. If the Lord wills, we shall live for 1 year and do business there. So if the Lord will. So here, disciple Paul really totally depend upon God's direction, the Lord's guidance. So this one is we should learn too. Because if the Lord wills, if God's wills, I will go there soon. And I will know not the word of those who are puffed up or who are arrogant, but the power. So we should keep open, flexible to the will of God. We should keep open and flexible to the will of God. So how can I know the will of God? We should consider the totality of circumstances and the word of God in the Bible. So meditate, we should be sensitive to the Lord's direction, moment to moment. That's flexible. So always we should seek God first. So here, if the Lord wills, I will go there soon, quickly. I will not know, not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. Which meaning, I don't care the word of arrogant people, but really focus on the power. Then, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. The kingdom of God is to be lived. Not kingdom of God, in which meaning, the God, the kingdom, which God controls, is called the kingdom of God. So if you live for God's glory, so your life belongs to the kingdom of God. Not just discussed, just knowing the word of God, not enough. You should live the word of God out for glory. That's the power. How can I get power? We should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ empowers upon us. So we are seeking the Holy Spirit fullness. Then we should be full of Holy Spirit. Then we can live the Word of God out for His kingdom. The last verse, what do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod? Rod meaning, so really, disciple Paul, can I warn you or scold you? So the Corinthians people had additional certain other problem. So we can see other problem. Other problem, next chapter 5, we can see one son to have the sexual intercourse with his stepmother. That kind of happening next chapter, kind of like that. So, Christian should be moral according to Bible. So, amoral. So, this one is, shall I come to you with a rod, which meaning, shall I come to you with the warning or with the scolding or in love and a spirit of gentleness. So really disciple want to bring in love and a spirit of gentleness to Corinthians people. So disciple, you know, sometimes warn the Corinthians people, why? To edify them into the body of Christ, to correct them to the Lord, more close to the Lord, just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's see each answer per each question. What does verse 15 mean? Verse 15 right here. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. So 10,000 instructors meaning false teachers. So many fathers, teachers with Godfather's agape love. That's the question one answer. Question two, what is the big difference between instructor and father in this context? That's a big difference, agape love, unconditional love. Regardless of audience condition or in a teacher's condition, no matter what, that unconditional love, only difference unconditional love. So instructors are really seeking for their own benefit, their own goal, you know, rather than for, you know, God's glory or, you know, God's kingdom. That is instructor, you know. There's a big difference about the love. Question three, why did Paul send Timothy to Corinth? The first one is Timothy is a like-minded one as disciple Paul. Number two, Timothy is fully committed to the Lord. That's why in the absence of a disciple Paul, sent Timothy to Corinthian church as well as the Philippian churches. Number three, why did this, number four, what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God literally means the kingdom that God fully controls. So if you live for God's full control, if you live in God's full control, that your life subject to the kingdom of God. So right here, kingdom of God is to be lived according to God's word in the spirit, not just discussed, not just word, not just spoken. So let's pray all together with the Lord's prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, we conclude today's Bible study. Okay, enjoy. Thanks.